say ENF. KFA-ENF monitoring.
KEAWD monitoring. Patient, you're unreadable. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with you, but you still don't have a whole heck of a whole lot of audio.
UMH Mobile.
Greg.
Some other day.
Was you, I didn't get nothing but static. Any GMH give it us up here?
I was just saying, it's just another day. What time did you end up getting back downstate?
One else. Gulch crash. I got home at 1 a.m.
That sucks. I got back around 9:40 and yeah, still had a whole bunch of stuff to do after I got back. I didn't really actually end up going to bed until about 1 a.m.
I did nothing when I got home but go to the bathroom, go to bed. I could barely do that. Chuck's got your battery. You notice any difference in that UHF repeater?
Oh yeah, it's working way better. That's what Adam said anyway. And I noticed I was actually able to bring it up at his place.
Does that UHF repeater get used much?
APRS squash, to say that again.
Does that UHF repeater get much use? Or could we swap it out for the TMR repeater for now?
I don't know. I don't really look at the dashboard on it that often, so I haven't even looked at it in months, so I don't know how much use it gets.
Yeah, if it didn't get used, nobody's really using it. be kind of nice to put the MI5 repeater on. Of course, I don't know how much use that would get up there either, but something different.
Yeah. That would be an Adam question, because he lives up there.
What's all on there?
Brandmeister, MI5, and TGIF. It's on the, whatever, the MMGVM Master, I think is what it's called. I don't know. All I know is it's just got a direct connection. It doesn't do it through Brandmeister for that, so. And I think it's got, like, D-Star and some other stuff turned on.
Gotcha. Do you have anything running on the VHF? Is that APRS, or what's there on VHF on that antenna?
There is nothing on VHF on that antenna right now. Mainly because we just didn't really want to use it because it kind of sucked. And we had all those other four bays to our disposal, so we just used those. We're not even using all of them, so.
Is there a cross-coupler on that down below, or is there one in the shed there for split VHF and UHF?
I don't know. So, alright, I gotta scoot. I'm getting a phone call. I ain't doing anything.
Alright, talk to you later. Keep it up.
K8WAS. Monitoring. Mobile. Got it.
K8FGW. Sault Ste. Marie.
KFAENF monitoring.
KE8FJW monitoring. 28 Murray. 430 repeater.
KFAENF.
Good afternoon, KE8FJW.
FJW, good afternoon. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing good. We're inside where it's a little heck of a lot cooler. It's quite warm outside, for sure. It's like 80 degrees out, so sun's shining. It's hot, so we're inside. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing great. Just taking a walk around my neighborhood to blow off a little. It's nice around here. It's warm out here.
Yeah, that's
are you the guy that I talked to before that's up in the Sioux?
Yeah, we're up in the Sioux. I think we doubled. I was asking because I couldn't remember if you were in Petoskey or Traverse City.
Well, neither, actually. I'm in Harbor Springs, but I'm on the Petoskey repeater.
Oh, okay. Yep. I got it. Harbor Springs. You know, I don't know if I've ever been in there. You know, I don't think I've ever been there, so maybe one of these days.
Yeah, it's a key town just on the north side of Little Traverse Bay, across from Petoskey. Time of year, it's pretty dark.
So, yeah. I've been past it a few times. We've been to Petoskey there, so I've never ventured over there at Harbor Springs. So, yeah, very good. Yeah, we're way up here in the Sioux, so. Yeah, it's definitely warm. The breeze is it's there, but it's hot, so so I don't know. We'll cool down later. I was doing some power stuff there, and it got too warm. Then I did some other things on the ground I had to get done, and I was working on my fence a little bit. So other than that, yeah, I get the next few days off. Enjoy some time with my girls.
Yeah, good for you, man. I'm just really enjoying this bad weather. I'm not a huge fan of the hot weather, but boy, the last couple of weeks, in the mid-70s to low-80s has been pretty darn nice for us.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I like the low-70s than the high-60s.
There you go. So,
they're looking forward to anything above 75. It gets way too warm. And humidity is always there with it, so it makes it feel even more miserable. So, yeah, we're definitely inside.
You enjoy your couple of days off and do your best to beat the heat. I'm sure we'll catch you on the air another time. KFADNS, clear and monitoring.
All right, sir. Sounds good. Enjoy your walk there. And, KFADNS, KFADNS.
AM, mobile and monitoring.
Well, good afternoon, mobile station. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm actually from Petoskey, and I'm getting out of town. I just loaded up my fifth wheel, and we're heading out of town to get away from people for a week.
Hey, I don't blame you there, that's for sure. I know in the summertime that little town, it gets packed quite quickly. I don't know why. Kind of strange.
Yeah, for sure. I think our town quadruples in the summertime. And most of my work is, most of my work is in Harbor Spring, so I can't work out on Harbor Point because of the work restrictions in the summertime, so good time for me to get out of Dodge.
Oh, okay. So what kind of work do you do that has work restrictions that you get restricted by the summertime? I get confused.
A lot of Harbor Springs is like Mackinac Island in the summertime. You can't work there, and like out on Harbor Point, if you've got any burns, you've got to go out there, you got to take a bike or wait for the horse and buggy to come pick you up and haul you out there. So, a lot of Harbor Springs, the construction industry is, I do plumbing and heating, and the construction is pretty much shut down through a lot of that area in the summertime.
Oh, I didn't even know okay, so they restrict the cars then. I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah, the Harbor Point's what they call it. The peninsula that goes out. There's a gate there that you gotta. I keep a bike right in my van because sometimes you gotta ride the bike farther to get to the point than once you get out on the point. So anyhow, yeah, it's interesting trying to do service calls and stuff in the summertime out on the Harbor Point.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that now, that's for sure. So, yep. That's neat. That's interesting. Well, you can get your bike ride anyway. You will exercise.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, it's not a bad bike ride. It's not. There's a couple of little hills, but nothing major at all. So, it's just a nice little stroll out around the point.
Well, that's nice. So, how long have you been doing the heating and plumbing?
Over 45 years, so for a while.
Oh, I would say so. Is that your business, or you work for somebody else?
No, I work for one of the bigger companies in Petoskey.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. So, where are you going camping then? Are you going for, most of the summer or just for a week or something?
Just for a week, down to the Rifle River Recreation Area.
Okay, well, very good. So, yeah, I'm sure you're going to set up all your radio stations and play lots of radio. So, yeah. Well, enjoy your vacation. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I've got my portable HF rig with me, so I'm going to try to do some parks on the air while I'm there.
Oh, very good, yeah. Yeah, I have to string up my long wire back into a tree. The rope broke again, so it's the second time. So far, I guess I haven't had luck with finding the right UV-resistant rope yet, so... Well, one of these years, I think we'll get it. It's kind of weird, they only last about a year, and that's about it, so... I don't know, but I'm thinking about just using some cable, so we'll see how it goes. I'll try to give the rope one more time, then I'll just get me some steel cable and string it up there with that. That'll keep it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm starting to break up here. I think I'm down in the Chandler Hill area now, so going through these hills, I might lose that tower. But anyhow, I use a vertical. It can do up to 80 meters on this vertical I got. So it'll be interesting to give it a try.
Okay, well, very good. So, we'll travel safely, and I'm not quite sure where that campground's at, but... And you, stay cool. It's a good day for getting out of Dodge, that's for sure. Or Petoskey. Missed your call sign, but anyways, we'll say 73-KE8-FGW.
73-KFA-DAM. Standing by.
KFA-ENF.
I think that's you, Joe. That's really hard to make you out, though.
Okay. I'm just on your repeater.
Oh, you're on that one.
Maybe a little bit more power will help.
Don't know. Hey, that wasn't half bad, actually.
I would hope not. I'm over at Roy's right now, trying to get some gas without crap in it. I'm pretty close.
Yeah, it's got some defense, though.
Yeah, I figure that. Hey, I gotta jump out. I gotta pump some gas. And ATM.
And ATMH Mobile. I'm actually gonna be going right to Olson, so I won't be far from there in a minute. And ATMH.
FJW monitoring.
NATN and ATMH Mobile.
KE8FJW from KC8HHC.
KE8FJW here. Go ahead. Hey, what?
Are you busy?
I'm just at home. What do you need? Oh, I can't really leave, but you can come over here and grab one. KC8HHT, KC8FGW.
Yes, sir. Never mind. I got it.
Oh, you found one?
For the escape.
What are you working on? Yeah, I didn't make it.
I said I was working on her. I drove her this annual checkup.
Okay. Okay, well, as long as you don't need my 10 mil, my 10 NMN stock anymore, so you must be all good.
Wait a minute.
I'll put it in my pocket, just in case.
KI7QMD Mobile monitoring 19.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rick. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on 19.
Hey, good evening. I have a favor to ask.
Well, I'll do what I can. What's up?
So I have a setting on my radio. I don't know what it does because it's a Chinese radio and there aren't any instructions for it. But it says push to talk follow, so either it does something else or it has a beep following push to talk, and I'm curious.
Is that NRZ3500? I've got one of those, and I've never really played with it.
Yeah, that's what I've had in my car for the past couple of years, but I'm going to switch the setting real quick. So I'm releasing the microphone now. This should be normal, and I'll change the setting.
Well, you dropped out completely.
Okay, I'm back now, and I have the setting on, KI7QMD. Releasing the mic.
All right, there was a lot of background noise on your signal or sketchiness that wasn't there before.
Yeah, I could be in a bit of a hole. So is there a beep after I let go, letting go now?
No, it doesn't have that that Motorola beep or anything like that or any of the, it sounded no different, to be honest with you.
Ah, that's interesting. I'm hearing a beep on my end. Maybe it's just a beep for me that I let go of the mic. I don't know. But anyway, I'm heading back on the 131, heading home towards Rapid City. So it's good to hear from you, and thank you for answering the call.
All right, sir. Well, have a safe commute back home. I think I heard you this morning over on 86, but I was too lazy to come over to the radio station. So, anyhow, hey, we'll listen for you in the future. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Drive safe.
Thanks, Jim. KI7QMD 71, Jim. I'm gonna switch it back and try a few more call-outs just for the heck of it. KI7QMD Mobile back monitoring 19. PTT follow is shut down. I was actually hoping that it would take me off the sub channel if I had this setting on.
Hey, if you're in town, why don't you stop by? I'm like 40 feet in the air.
MKL Mobile.